12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping seems like a dream to me now. The summertime in northern Michigan.
Oh, you betcha. And we're going to soak up every minute, aren't we? We say hello to Nick Nurbon with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Travel Michigan, Pure Michigan. How are you, Nick?
Doing wonderful, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I go on vacation tomorrow, and I'm just going to, like, check out. I'm just going to totally check out and just, you know, read and listen to music, no news, no nothing, and spend some time at the beach.
I think that sounds like a perfect plan.
Yeah, I was happy to see, and MDOT does this every year, but there's going to be so many people traveling for Memorial Day. MDOT removing those lane restrictions on 55% of projects for the weekend, so happy to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, so very appropriate that you're choosing to get out and do a little traveling. Are you traveling close to home, or are you heading a little further away?
I'm just going to stay close to home, but I'm going to do all the things that I said I was going to do that I haven't. I'm going to go to the Tri-Cities Historical Museum in Grand Haven. I mean, that's one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to visit the Coast Guard down the street. I'm going to do some things in Grand Rapids. I'm going to do things that I said I was going to do for the last 10 years and I've never done.
Well, I think that's always great to have. Is, you know, we always discover things we want to experience, events we want to attend, places we want to go to. And making the time to do it is, you know, the important thing for us all to do.
Travel is a $2.8 trillion industry. It support, you know, we don't talk enough about how many jobs travel in Michigan support. It supports nearly 15 million jobs nationally. What have you learned during National Travel and Tourism Week?
Travel and Tourism Week is a great opportunity for us to take perspective of just how important an industry this is. As you mentioned, $2.8 trillion and 15 million jobs nationally. But what sometimes people don't stop to think is the impact on small businesses that travel and tourism have. If you think about, like, a rural community up in the Upper Peninsula or even in West Michigan, some of our smaller communities that you've got restaurants, you've got mom-and-pop beds and breakfasts and hotels, grocery stores. All these businesses really depend on visitors to really make their bottom line each year. These are make or break type situations for these small businesses, and tourism really helps support small businesses in all corners of the state.
Yeah, it sure does. And I think it's interesting. You always email me every morning, the mornings that we talk, with some little topics, and I so appreciate that. It's interesting to me that, you know, to discuss why we travel. Why do we travel?
Right.
Why? What, there's always the why.
Well, you know, people now are more, they really are focused on creating experiences and memories. And I think that's something we've learned over the last 5 years or so, is that it's important to have those. And then when you have the memories that you can look back on and remember that time with family and friends, that's why travel is so important. And also, we don't know how much time we have. We've got to maximize the time we have with those we love. And so travel and tourism and creating experiences together is really how we do that.
You know, that's a fact. I remember a trip we did back east, and my dad had to go find the Zippo factory that made his lighters. he just had to see the factory. My mom was so mad. We were on our way to Washington, D.C., and then we were going to go to Boston, and we were running late on travel time. He just had to drive by the Zippo factory where they made the lighter that he used. And that's just the thing about travel. You remember those things. It's one of the things I remember from that trip. It's just, it's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about Pure Michigan Fruits of Summer Pie.
So Grand Traverse Pie Company, people are probably familiar with them. But there are locations around the state. And some are downtown, and some of them are, you know, in northern Michigan. But they have amazing pies, and they are Michigan-made pies. And Pure Michigan, we're really proud to be collaborating with Grand Traverse Pie Company on the Pure Michigan Fruits of Summer Pie. So it has blueberries and cherries, and all of the ingredients, including the flour and all of the other ingredients that are used to make the pie, are all Michigan ingredients. They're all sourced from the state of Michigan. That's what it has to have in order to have the Pure Michigan label on it. But the blueberries are from True Blue Farms down by South Haven, and the cherries are from the Traverse City area. And so these are Michigan fruits, and that combination of blueberry and cherry, I think, is going to be a wonderful combination to enjoy the fruits of summer.
You betcha. You have a great long holiday weekend, all right? Are you doing anything? What are you doing?
Yes, we're headed over to Detroit, going to the Tigers game on Saturday, and then I'm gonna stop by the Movement Electronic Music Festival. We're probably gonna enjoy some other things around in Detroit. I had such a great time over there during the draft, and I was over there on Monday to kick off National Travel and Tourism Week. So time to get back and enjoy summer in the city.
Oh, I love it. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Nick Nurbon with Travel Michigan. Have a great holiday, and I will not talk to you next week. We'll meet back up the following week, okay?
Sounds great. Enjoy your time.
I will. Thank you so much.